Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Ephesians chapter 5, the second part of verse 23. Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Back in 2003, the movie Bruce Almighty was released. It tells the fictional story about a news anchor named Bruce Nolan who is not able to advance in his career and life like he wants to. Frustrated, he ends up blaming God for it. So, God offers Bruce access to all his power and tells him to do better. Bruce takes the opportunity and soon uses his newfound power for selfish purposes and ends up making a mess not only of his life, but also of the world around him. Let it be stated that Hollywood movies are not the place to go to learn theology. Yet, for all the movie's theological downfalls, the main lesson of the movie does have a sizable grain of truth to it. It is good that God is in charge, and naturally sinful and selfish people like us are not. I may like to think that I know better than Jesus, but then again, I do not have his infinite wisdom. As a sinner, if I have all the power, I become like Bruce Nolan and serve myself, even if it comes at the expense of everyone else. Human beings struggle to willingly submit to someone else. Yet consider what Ephesians chapter 5 tells us about to whom we submit. Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Believers submit to Jesus, the one who is willing to suffer for the guilt of all their sin on the cross so they would never have to. Believers submit to Jesus, the one who rose from the dead and gives them eternal life. If believers are the body of Christ, then they can rest assured that what Jesus, the head, says and does is ultimately for their eternal good. So, believers can gladly submit to their head and Savior, Jesus. Christ is the head. We are the body. And that's a good thing. Our prayer is this hymn verse. Lord Jesus Christ, the church's head, you are her one foundation. In you she trusts, before you bows and waits for your salvation. Built on this rock secure, your church shall endure, though all the world decay and all things pass away. O hear us, Jesus. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.